Yes, well, here we are then. A little bit subdued today, terribly sorry. Norman Nelson with you for the next hour. Can you stand the strain? I hope so. It's the program that contains a little bit of this, that, and what does you good. Well, that's what it says here on my script, anyway. We've got a little bit of a sore throat today. Do you feel sorry for me? No, possibly you're saying, well, he won't have too much to say in that case. That's quite right. Well, I am very glad to have your company out there. It's the oldie program. That means we've got records going back as far as 1956, I think, yes. Looking at the label here, the first one's 1956 anyway. And I've got a few letters to read out, yes, yeah. Let's not delay. Let's get into the records on the Golden Oldies. It's the first one now from Guy Mitchell from 1956. Knee Deep in the Blues. That's me.
Well, I've just been thinking things over.
Mitchell, whistling up a little bit of a tune there.
And I just need deep in those blues.
Just need deep in the blues. Oh, goodness, where did that go? Right, anyway, it's now down to the first letter. Yes, I've been reprimanded. Everything else, yes, I've been told I've not to carry on with the jokes I've been putting out of late. Last December, yes, December the 4th, I think it was. I got in a terrible trouble about that program. Anyway, a little note here from a Mr. Davidson of Ludlow. He writes, would you please tell that idiot Nelson... You see, they don't write to me, really. They write to the governor. It says, would you please tell that idiot Nelson not to play the striptease tune again, as last time my wife did an impromptu strip in the kitchen and exposed all her charms to the milkman who was walking down the path past the window. I see. Oh, well, and ever since then, the milkman's been delivering three times a day.
Get in, right here.
Now, before you can say, it's the music that time forgot.
What is going on with these jingles? Here's Dion DiMucci with a hit he had twice in the charts.
Oh, and I'm the type of guy who will never settle down. Where pretty girls are, well, you know that I'm around. I kiss them and I love them, cause to me they're Wanderer, yeah, the wanderer.
survive, but I'm going nowhere. No, yeah, I'm the type of guy that likes to roam around. I'm never in one place. I roam from town to town. And when I find myself, I'm falling for some girl. Yeah, I hop right in that car of mine. I drive around the world. Yeah, I'm a wanderer.
DeMucci with that hit he actually released in 1961 on his Master's Voice record label, The Wanderer. And yes, well, I'd like to mention the mailing address now so more people can write in and complain. Anyway, the mailing address for Sounds Alternative, if you do not already have it, is as follows. Here we go then. It's Department 255 190 Monument Road, Edgbaston, Birmingham, B168UU. We'd like to hear from you, the listener out there, whether to complain, as people have done. But here's a letter, not quite a complaint, exactly, anyway. A letter now from Ron Jacobs of Dudley. And it says, a part of his letter anyway, reads as follows. Whilst listening to the rock and roll show on December the 4th, when Norman Nelson played that striptease music, my home life has changed. Oh, since then, yes. As when my wife heard the music, she started to peel off, and she's a big lady, weighing about 14 and a half stone. This prompted me to rush outside, and clear the blocked up gutter, which my wife had asked me to do the middle of last summer. So thanks to Norman, I no longer get water running down my neck from the gutter when it rains. Well, there's a nice letter there from Ron in Dudley. Thanks a lot for that one, Ron. Here's a nice little song to cheer you up as well, Ron. It's Ray Charles and Busted.
My bills are all due and the baby needs shoes and I'm busted. Cotton is down to a quarter of a pound, but I'm busted. I got a cow that went dry and a hen that won't lay. A big stack of bills that gets bigger each day. The county's gonna haul my belongings away, cause I'm busted. I went to my brother to ask for a loan, cause I was busted. I hate to beg like a dog without its bone, but I'm busted. My brother said there ain't a thing I can do. My wife and my kids are all down with the flu. And I was just thinking about calling on you, and I'm busted. Well, I am no thief, but a man can go wrong when he's busted. The food that we canned the last summer is gone, I'm busted. The fields are all bare and the cotton won't grow. Me and my family got to pack up and go. But I'll make a living just where I don't know, cause I'm busted. I'm broke. No bread. I mean like nothing.
Wow, what a state of affairs there. Busted, from 1963 by Ray Charles. And now we have an EP set up for you, and it features the band known as the Equals, and of course the lead singer at the time was Eddie Grant. Anyway, now back to 1968, and Baby Come Back. Smash hit there from the Equals, released in 1968 on the President record label, yes. Featuring, as I said there, Eddie Grant on lead vocals. Now to 1967.
Joan and Mitchie were getting kind of itchy just to leave the folk music behind. Saul and Denny working for a penny, trying to get a fish on the line. In the coffee house the bastard sat, and after every number they'd pass that. McQueen and McGuire's just a-getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. McGuire still a-getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. When Cass was a sophomore, planned to go to Swarthmore, but she changed her mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away. When Denny met Cass, he gave a love bar. McGuire couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play. Make up, break off, everything you shake up, dancing had to be that way. Sebastian
to catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at. And everybody's getting mad except Mama Cat. She wants to go to the sea. Cass can't make it. She says we'll have to fake it. We knew she'd come eventually. Greasing on American Express cars.
But keeping out the heat.
Duffy's good vibrations in our imaginations.
The Mamas and the Papas from 1967.
California dreaming is becoming a reality.
Greek Alley. Featuring Cass Elliot. The group who started off their recording career with rather a strange name, the Mugwumps. And now we move on. Very subdued, this program, isn't it? Isn't it wonderful? Yes. Yes, subduedness. Right, well, to continue, yes, what was I going to say? Oh, yes, John Layton, who appeared over the Christmas period in a film, I think, The Great Escape, I think he was in that, yes, the gentleman in charge of digging the tunnel from the prisoner of war camp. I seem to remember that. Anyway, John Layton had a bit of a recording career in the 60s, 61 to 63. He had hits like Johnny Remember Me, Wild Wind, and Cupboard Love. Cupboard Love was written by Van Dyke, Earl Van Dyke, yes. Right, anyway, just to confuse you even more, here's another one of his from 1961. This is called Son, This Is She.
The moment I saw you, I knew that I'd love you. And a voice from above said, Son, this is she.
This is she. John Layton, 1961. Incidentally, if you'd like to buy that, you can in fact get that on the EP, which has been released on EMI Records, and it features the other tracks that I mentioned earlier. Johnny Remember Me, Wild Wind, Cupboard Love, and that track, Son, This Is She. Just in case you're interested, I think if you went to your local record shop, you might in fact be able to buy that over the counter right now.
Music Extra! explosion.
There's a gal they call the Cincinnati Fireball. One look, you fall for that Cincinnati Fireball. I bet you five are gonna get you ten. She's gonna break my heart again. But don't you know, whoa, whoa, I gotta go, whoa, whoa, back to old, whoa, whoa, Ohio. Now when she walks that walk, it's such a pleasure to the eye. And when she talks sweet talk, you love it though it's all a lie. And when she tells you she'll be true, but never tells you true to who, that's why I know, whoa, whoa, I gotta go, whoa, whoa, back to old, whoa, whoa, Ohio. Well, that Cincinnati Fireball, she's not too tall, but she's got it all. And ooh, that kiss of fire, it makes you wanna climb the wall. Well, I'm a fool, it's clear, but my desire is very small. If I could just be near to my Cincinnati Fireball, 'cause every time I hold her tight, it's worth a thousand sleepless nights. That's why I know, whoa, whoa, I gotta go, whoa, whoa, back to old, whoa, whoa, Ohio. Is very small. If I could just be near to my Cincinnati Fireball, 'cause every time I hold her tight, it's worth a thousand sleepless nights. That's why I know, whoa, whoa, I gotta go, whoa, whoa, back to old, whoa, whoa, Ohio. That's why I know, whoa, whoa, I gotta go, whoa, whoa, back to old, whoa, whoa, Ohio.
The Cincinnati Fireball, that was performed by Johnny Burnett, in fact was released on the B-side of his hit single, which was called Dreamin' in 1960. Well, I got another one of these letters here to read out, and this time it is sent to me, or us, from John Langton, who lives in Wolverhampton. Can I come and watch Norman Nelson do his program, it says here. Dear, oh dear. As when he took his clothes off during the oldie show, December the 4th, I thought, how wonderful. Oh, this is too much. A concept in... Oh, yeah, how wonderful a concept in radio. Yes, for 1984, I hope we will have much more full-frontal radio in the future, and I think Norman's a nice boy. Norman, oh, dear. From your friend in Wolverhampton, John.
Yeah, look here, Mush, we'll have none of that around here, all right?
This is just getting too much. Now you understand why I'm a bit subdued this week, yes?
Don't say nothing bad about my babe.
Oh, no.
Don't say nothing bad about my babe.
I love him so.
Don't say nothing bad about my babe.
Oh, don't you know?
Don't say nothing bad about my babe.
He's good. He's good to me. That's all I care about. Oh, no.
Don't you tell me my baby's just a playboy. Don't you tell me my baby's just a playboy. I won't let him hang away the playboy.
He's my guy.
Don't you tell me my baby's just a playboy.
He's true.
He's true.
He's true to me.
Don't you
mean? So girl, you better shut your mouth.
Don't say nothing bad about my babe.
Oh, no.
Don't say nothing bad about my babe.
shit tonight. Oh no.
That sound came from 1963. You heard it today on Sounds Alternative, the oldie program with yours truly, Norman Nelson. That was The Cookies and Don't Say Nothing Bad About My Baby. Well, I wouldn't ever dream of doing such a thing now, would I? We've got some sad news for you now. Yes, sad news from Sir George Davidson's Circus. The tattooed all-over lady has had a facelift and it's gone and smudged all the pictures. Song now from Shane Fenton.
Listen here, look at me, look at me. You tell me, what do you see? Without a word of a lie, before you wave me goodbye, you're gonna say I'm a moody guy. I've got no friends, and if I had, well, if I had, I know I'd treat them bad. Sometimes I sigh and wonder why. You're gonna say I'm a moody guy. Some days I'm happy and I let it show. Some days I should have stayed in bed, I know. Some days I feel so lonely, need someone loving me only. Never seem to get that chance, never seem to find a romance. It must be sweet and it better be good. I'd fall in love if I only could. But you pass me by and I can see in your eyes, you're gonna say I'm a moody guy. Some days I'm happy and I let it show. Some days I should have stayed in bed, I know. Some days I feel so lonely, need someone to love me only. Never seem to get that chance, never seem to find romance. I said it must be sweet and it better be good. I'd fall in love if I only could. But you're passing me by and I can see in your eyes, you're gonna say I'm a moody guy. You're gonna say I'm a moody guy.
I'm a moody guy. Shane Fenton and the Fentones.
I can see in your eyes.
Now known, of course, as Stalvin August. No, that's not right. Elvin Stardust, yes. That was released in 1961. Moody Guy. Well, as I mentioned George Davidson's Circus a few moments ago, we were to have had an interview with the star attraction of Lord George Davidson's Circus, Alfredo the Human Bomb, but we've just heard that he's gone off on holiday. Oh, dear. You'll listen to the lyrics in this one.
Baby. Wanna make love to you?
I don't care.
I know I made you angry, and I know I made you mad, and I know I made a big fool of myself. But baby, I feel so bad. Now come on, baby. Now come on, baby. I do love, baby. Wanna make love to you? Well, baby, wanna make love to you. Now I can't live without you. I can't even eat. I can't do a whole day's work. Baby, I can't even sleep. Now come on, baby. Now cool off, baby. Wanna make love to you. I
baby, who wanna make love to you?
That was Dusty York and Cool Off Baby.
Cool off, baby, wanna make love to you.
Well, before the program, I spent 10 minutes with a damp cloth cleaning that one. Yes, released on the Chess record label in 1959. I'm wondering if it was really worth it. Once again, his name was Rusty York. And Home Office researchers, a bit of news for you now. Home Office researchers have at last determined what Scotsmen do with old razor blades. Yes, they shave with them.
As I walk by the seaside, as I walk through the grass, I see little bluebirds making love while I pass. Bees are humming and they're singing everywhere. Everyone's in love. Oh, I love you, baby. I love you so. I need you, honey. I'll never let you go, 'cause you're the girl in my heart. You're the one I adore, and I love you. As I walk by the schoolyard, as I walk by the gate, I see the weeping willow where we kissed on every day. And carved in the bark, you'll find an arrow and a heart, and underneath it says, oh, I love you, baby, I love you so. I need you, honey, I'll never let you go, 'cause you're the girl in my heart, you're the one I adore, and I love you. As I walk to the corner and I pass the candy store, I hear the very music that I once heard before. Oh, how you held me and the music softly played. I was so in love. Oh, I love you, baby. I love you so. I need you, honey. I'll never let you go, 'cause you're the girl in my heart. You're the one I adore, and I love you. I love you. I love you.
Another old scratchy sound from years gone by. That took us back to 1957 on the oldie program today. Paul Anka and I Love You Baby. Another one of these letters to read out for you now. A part. Goodness me, I'm having terrible trouble with my teeth today. Don't know why. Yes, anyway, a complaint now from Harry and Jesse Fox from Litchfield. Harry and Jesse Fox, all right? They have written in to say, why didn't Nelson play all of the stripper tune as he stopped it just as we had removed a couple of items each? And it left us rather frustrated, so we went and had a bath together. Signed, yours scrubbed, Harry and Jesse. That's nice and clean. Here's a record for you two.
Splish splash, I was taking a bath, long about a Saturday night. Yeah. Rubbed up, just relaxing in the tub, thinking everything was all right. When I stepped out the tub, I put my feet on the floor, I wrapped the towel around me and I opened the door. And in a splish splash, I jumped back in the bath. Well, how was I to know there was a party going on? There was a splishing and a splashing, reeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving, rocking and a rolling. I saw the whole gang dancing on my living room rug. Yeah, flip-flop, they were doing the bop. All the teens had to dance in blood. There was a lollipop with a peggy suit. Good golly, Miss Molly was even there too. Well, a splish splash, I forgot about the bell. I went and put my dancing shoes on. Yeah, I was rolling and a strolling, feeling with the feel, moving and a groove. Splishing and a splashing, hey now!
Bobby Darin. The original version of that one, Splish Splash, dedicated today to Harry and Jesse in Litchfield. Well, Harry and Jesse, you never know, you might get a better opportunity a bit later on in the program to continue your strip tease. A little hint for you there, all right? Now we continue with the Kingsmen. The Kingsmen and Louis Louay, released on the Pi International record label, that one.
Hello, Clarence here. Just popped in to tell you that you are, in fact, tuned to Sounds Alternative on 255 meters in the medium wave band. And if you'd like to write to us here, the mailing address is Department 255, 190 Monument Road, Edgbaston, Birmingham, B168UU. It would be absolutely spiffing to hear from you, the listener out there. I'll give you that mailing address again if you would like to write to us. It is Sounds Alternative, Department 255, 190 Monument Road, Edgbaston, Birmingham, B168UU. Is that all right, Charlie?
Thank you.
Stone for you there from 1968. The first one you heard was Sly and the Family Stone and Dance to the Music, closely followed by that sound, which was Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels and Little Latin Loop-de-Loo. An accident at Hollywood Bowling Alley yesterday when Telly Savalas bent down to do up his shoelace. A passerby stuck his two fingers up his nostrils. Not very nice, that, for Telly. Now the Loving Spoonful.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream. Dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's tiring me in my sweet dream. 'Cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load. A pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. Feeling right, a daydream will last long into the night. Tomorrow at breakfast you may pick up your ears, or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years. What a day for a daydream. Custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream. Dreaming about my bundle of joy.
I suppose, being all clever like I should be able to tell you the date of that, but I've got no idea because it isn't written on the record sleeve. Oh, yes, it is. Terribly sorry. It's 1969. The Lovin' Spoonful and Daydream. Another news item now. There was consternation, whatever that means, in Downing Street this morning when one of Dennis Healy's eyebrows was indecently assaulted by a hedgehog.
Darling, oh, darling.
Dressed up like a water you ain't. You spray your hair a different shade. We go into a movie, not a masquerade. War paint, war paint. You don't need a war paint, war paint. Can't you see you're not going to buy the war? You're only going out with a boy next door. When you put your head on my chest, you get lipstick on my vest. You may think that you look cute. It's funny when you ruin my suit. War paint, war paint. You don't need a war paint, war paint. Can't you see you're not going to buy a war? You're only going out with the boy next door. Darling, you're not a hopeless case. Just go in the house and
Britain's answer to the Everly Brothers in the year of 1961, War Paint. And just in case anybody's fallen asleep during the program today, Johnny and the Hurricanes from 1959, Reveille Rock. I've got one more little note to read here, which has been sent in, and it reads as follows. Nelson, you are a pervert. Nobody takes their clothes off while I drink my coffee. And the postmark on that was the West Midlands. All right, well, we'll see about that then, okay? It's time to let it all hang loose, all right? Yes, do your thing now, wherever you may be. Don't frighten the cat. That's the way, madam. Nobody will mind. And you, sir. Come on, Harry and Jesse. You're getting the lot this time. Did Keith Rogers take all his clothes off while I was away? Not a nice sight. This is the Norman Nelson Show. There was then the stripper, played all the way through, and I'd like to thank those who did actually take the trouble to write in, nevertheless of what they said. And that was a Mr. Davidson of Ludlow, Ron Jacobs of Dudley for his comments, Harry and Jesse Fox from Litchfield, and John Langton, who lives in Wolverhampton, and finally the unanimous note which just said, nobody takes their clothes off while I'm drinking my coffee, and that one came from the West Midlands. Wasn't from you, was it, Morris? No? Right, just about winds up the Norman Nelson Oldie program today on Sounds Alternative. Hope you've enjoyed the records. Don't forget, if you'd like to write in with your comments, complaints or whatever, the mailing address, as always, for Sounds Alternative is Department 255 190 Monument Road, Edgbaston, Birmingham, B168UU. We'd always like to hear from you, the listener out there. Before I go, I'd just like to mention a piece about a nationwide survey which has taken place of British women's underwear, and their preference are that the most favoured garment is pants in hants, stays in haze, knickers in twickers, and in rock all nothing much to speak about. That's it and that's all. So until we meet again via the airwaves of Sounds Alternative, this is yours truly, Norman Nelson, wishing you the very, very best. As always, stay healthy, stay happy, and stay tuned. Bye for now.
Sounds Alternative.
2-5-5 music.
Sounds Alternative.